JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And we like women of all kinds.
That's right.
All women.
Be ye thin, be ye zoftic, it doesn't really matter. And I want to thank all the wonderful women that are burning the phones up participating in this today, because this is something I decided on at the very last minute.
Yes.
It's something we're honing and we're refining. Buzz is working on his statistics right now, busily in the next room, as we're trying to get the accurate portrayal of just which type of woman is smarter in the United States of America.
If you hear a sound in your radio, there's nothing wrong with your radio. It's the crunching of numbers.
It's crunching of numbers. It is not chips. It is none of that. We are right now probably fat women taking a slight lead.
Oh, clearly. Okay. 2-1.
Now, the way we're going to do this is we're going to go through our second round right now, and then coming up after that, we're going to have a very exclusive lightning round.
Yay.
A what?
A lightning round.
It's time for a lightning round.
Not yet.
Now, let me explain how this. We've got a full slate of women who are dying to participate in this right now. But when we go to the lightning round, even if it's a lead or what have you, we're going to put a little extra weight on it.
So to speak.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're going to find the fattest and the thinnest woman we can have. And we're going to have a lightning round
like
with them.
Gilbert Grape Fat?
Gilbert Grape Fat. I'm talking, I'd like to see 400 plus.
Mrs. Grape versus olive oil.
And, I don't want to encourage any bad behavior or any eating disorder problems at all, but, we're trying to do a scientific survey.
Probably
here.
Too late for this contest, anyway.
If we could, we're looking for an extremely emaciated woman. Now, I see we've got a lot of fat women and a lot of thin women here, and we're going to jump right in with round two of the Fat Girl Skinny Girl IQ Challenge. Let's get right to it. Without further ado, let's say hi to Jamie.
Hi.
Jamie, how are you?
I'm great.
Jamie, where are you calling from?
Wichita.
All right, Wichita. There's some thin women and fat women in Wichita, right?
Of course there.
What do you think the average is? You're from that area, Buzz.
Well, I'm going to say 130.
130.
Uh-huh.
Jamie is 5'5 and 137.
Hey.
Judges, we need a ruling on that, I'm afraid.
Sounds like a tweener to me.
I have to ask you a question. You sound like a tweener, Jamie.
I'm very athletic, so I have larger than average thighs, probably.
You have larger than average thighs, but see
will you entertain a question?
Yes, Rob has a question for you.
When you wear corduroys, when you walk, do you make a noise?
When I have worn them, yes, they do.
I'm terribly sorry, Jamie. We cannot accept you as a thin. It's a very cruel competition that we have here. But
life
is
cruel, and we're not here to make friends.
We do. We do have standards. Let's go to Jiffy. Hello, Jiffy.
Wow.
Hi, Jiffy.
Hi.
Jiffy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bmore.
Now, Jiffy, when I saw that name, I would have thought you'd be in the Rubenesque quality.
Me
but
too.
No, it says here you are 5'5 and 105 pounds.
Yeah, I was almost 105 at my last week's doctor's appointment. Oh, so man.
String bean.
All right. Do your bones stick out at all, Jiffy?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Cool. Fantastic. You,
mine
in this
too.
Round, will be representing the thin women.
I'm proud.
All right, put her on hold. We've got to her on line number 1, 2, 3.
The Jiffy.
Line number 4, Jiffy. And
the
now
Jiffster.
Let's go to Nancy.
Hi.
Nancy, are you there?
I'm here.
Nancy, where are you calling from?
Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. Oh. The wonderful green state of Vermont. How's everything up there?
Very good.
Isn't that where Ben and Jerry's is?
Yes, it is.
They use real, really good dairy products up there, don't they?
Yep.
Nancy says here you're 5'7 and 200 plus. Would you care to share with our listeners the exact number?
No.
Okay. Can I ask a question of you, Nancy?
Yes.
Because we've got a wonderfully thin girl, Jiffy, 105 pounds, 5'5. Can I just say, would you be north or south of 225?
South, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Barely south or really south?
Barely
south. Yeah. Very good.
Virginia is south of the district.
Nancy, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but you're representing fat women all across America as you take on Jiffy. Are you ready?
I shall do it.
All right, we're going to use Nancy and Jiffy on this. We got them on the line,
the
Rob.
The contestants are there for you, Quizmaster.
All right, very good. Jiffy and Nancy, we're going to start with you, Jiffy. We've got three questions for you ladies, and we're going to see how it goes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jiffy, stand by. Here is your first question. Jiffy.
On you like the name, don't you?
I do. On which layer of the earth do humans live?
Which layer? I know this.
Sounds like it.
5 seconds.
It's the crust? I know.
The crust
silly.
Is correct. Congratulations, Jiffy. You've represented thin women. That's a big win for the thin women, isn't it?
Indeed.
I am proud.
I bet the Vermont lady would have gotten the crust.
The crust, whenever she gets the chance. All right, and now we're going to mathematics, and this is for Nancy. Nancy, we're entering the world of mathematics. Are you good at math?
Not particularly, but I'm ready to give it a go.
Well, this is a pretty easy question, I think,
okay.
And we'll see how you do in the second round of questions.
Are you better at addition or subtraction?
Just have a little fun there, Nancy.
That's all fun.
All right, here you go. Nancy, what is 1,285 rounded to the nearest 100?
1,300.
Hold on, excuse me, Jiffy?
Just Nancy.
Jiffy, this is just for Nancy, okay? I'll ask it again, Nancy. What is 1,285 rounded to the nearest 100?
1,300
is correct. So far, it is a tie game. Congratulations.
Right.
All right. Now, Nancy, you still have control of the board. We're going to ask you the next question. Are you ready?
Sure.
See if you can uphold the great tradition that was established in the first round of the Zoftic women. What instrument is used to measure air pressure?
Barometer.
Hey, excuse me, Jiffy.
Barometer.
Jiffy, we're going to disqualify if you jump in again. This is don't be piggy.
Silence.
Don't be piggy. This is Nancy's question. Once again, I will ask you, what instrument is used to measure air pressure?
Would that be a barometer?
A barometer is
yes,
correct.
That is
congratulations.
Right.
Very good. Let me line that question out here. Buzz, I have no idea where I am in this competition, but I know I have to ask another question.
Uh-huh.
And it's Jiffy's turn. Are you ready, Jiffy?
I'm ready.
Jiffy, here's a history question.
Okay.
Who was the first president, Jiffy, to win the election despite losing the popular vote?
Polk
is incorrect.
Oh.
Nancy, we will give you a chance to steal. Tell us, please, the first president to win the election despite losing the popular vote.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland is not correct. The correct answer, John Quincy Adams. Buzz, where do we stand right now?
Right now, the not-so-thin girls lead 4-2.
4-2. Are you ready for your next questions, ladies?
Yes.
All right, we go to Jiffy.
The fat lady on this one.
Oh, the fat lady. Rob, please, refer to her by her proper name.
All right, Meg.
It's Nancy.
Nancy, I'm sorry.
Nancy, are you ready?
I don't have it in front of me.
Nancy, we go back to the world of mathematics for your IQ test. Are you ready?
Sure.
What, Nancy, is the median in the following set of numbers? The numbers are 17, 4, 6, 13, and 9. I have no idea. Rob, do you think you know?
Of course, I wrote the questions.
Yes, smug.
Can Rob, you run through the numbers really quickly again?
Absolutely. Here we go, Nancy. Are you ready? 17, 4, 6, 13, and 9. What is the median in the following set of numbers?
Would that be 9?
9 is correct.
Nice
Very
job.
Good. Nancy, a wonderful step for the Zoftic women. Congratulations. And now we move on to our next question for Jiffy. And, Buzz, you're just going to have to tell me when we've got it all equaled out here so we can do this.
All right, I will.
And
this should be our last question here.
This is going to be our last question. All right, here we go. All right. What war hero was asked to run for president by both the Democrats and the GOP? Jiffy. I'm sorry, you have 3 seconds.
M.C. Nick.
I'm terribly sorry, Jiffy. You did not answer in a timely fashion.
It wasn't President Mick.
It was not President Nick. Nancy, it is your opportunity to steal right now. What war hero was asked to run for president by both the Democrats and the GOP?
I'm afraid I don't have any idea.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Goose eggs for both of you. The correct answer... What? No, Jiffy. Jiffy, you're very energetic because you're 5'5 and 105 pounds.
Right.
We have to tell both of you it was Dwight David Eisenhower.
Ah, yes.
But that's good news. Since neither one of you answered correctly, we will go to another set of questions. Are you ready?
It's time for a lightning round.
No,
that is in the next round.
Okay,
That. That's when we find the fattest and the skinniest.
I get so excited.
Rob is very excited during this game. We're set for another set of questions. Are you ready? Do I go to the Fat Nancy or Skinny Jiffy?
Thinny, Skinny Jiffy. The one that's but a wave.
All right, Jiffy, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, another math question, Jiffy.
Uh-oh.
Haven't done that well on these math questions. Well, you got the 1,300, didn't you?
No, that was her.
Oh, that was Fat Nancy. I'm sorry. I'm not going to call you Fat Nancy. Nancy, we're just having fun here. You understand,
that was
right?
Her old nickname for the Fabulous Sports Babe.
All right, Fat Nancy.
Fat Nancy.
Nancy, are you ready?
Yes.
If a triangle has a 50-degree angle and a 70-degree angle, what is the third angle for Nancy? 5'7", 200+. Nancy, now stop that. That's not acceptable.
60.
Pardon me?
60 degrees.
60 is correct.
That is right.
Wow,
very good.
Look at here we go.
Wonderful. And now we're going to give Jiffy a chance.
A lot of pie is served in the shape of a triangle.
All right, I'm going through all these questions here. Let me find a real good one for Jiffy here. Not too hard, not too difficult.
Right in the middle for athletic Jiffy.
All right, athletic. Are you athletic, Jiffy?
Oh, yeah.
What are your eating habits, Jiffy?
Yogurt, granola, nuts, berries, that type of thing.
Can I ask each contestant a question?
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
Jiffy?
Yep.
What's your favorite dessert?
Probably...
Fruit?
It would probably be something... Gosh, dessert?
This isn't the quiz, Jiffy. Just give us an answer, for God's sake.
Foreign to her.
You're paneling.
All right. Okay. Banana.
Banana. Isn't that wonderful?
Nancy.
Nancy, what's your favorite dessert, darling?
Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, that's
baby.
Thank you for telling the truth.
All right. Very good. Now, here's another history question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jiffy, this question is for you.
Yep.
Who were the first people who lived in Virginia? Slaves, Scotch, the Irish, and wait a minute. Wait, Rob, I'm confused by this.
It's a multiple guess.
Oh, it is? All right. Who were the first people who lived in Virginia? Slaves, Scotch, Irish, and Germans, English settlers, or American Indians? All right, the question again is, who were the first people who lived in Virginia? The slaves, the Scotch, Irish, and Germans, the English settlers, or the American Indians? Did I get this? I'm totally confused.
In
Did
Virginia?
You read it right.
The state of Virginia.
In the state of Virginia.
In the state of Virginia.
The toss-up. I'm going to say English settlers.
English settlers is incorrect.
I'm
Nancy,
so sorry.
We give you the chance to steal, and I believe if she's able to steal, this will be a clear win in this round for the Zoftic Rubenesque Fat Women of America. Here you go. Who were the first people who lived in Virginia? The slaves, the Scotch, Irish, and Germans, the English settlers, or the American Indians?
I'm going to go with the Scotch, Irish, and German.
I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect. But the good news is that means we get to ask you both one more question.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I'm having fun here.
Is it a lightning round yet?
It's not a lightning round. We're going to do that coming up because, Rob, we're going to have to clear the lines.
I understand.
And this, incidentally, if you're thinking you can't play, ladies, we're looking now for the fattest woman we can get and the skinniest woman we can get when we play the lightning round in the next segment. All right? Let me take a breath.
Sounded like little like Arnold there.
Ah, I'm a big man, Rob. I'm trying to get my breath here. All right, this question goes to Jiffy, I believe, correct?
Let's do that.
We're going to go to Jiffy.
No, actually, you start with Nancy.
Start with Nancy again. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for looking out for the Rubenesque Women of America.
I love Fat Nancy.
All right. Boy, these are tough questions, Rob.
Well, as the game progresses, the questions increase in difficulty.
All right, these are multiple choice questions right here. Are you ready, Nancy?
Okay.
The antibiotic penicillin is made from a group of blank. Are they, how do you say that? Diatoms?
Diatoms.
Diatoms, protozoans, plankton, or molds?
Mold.
Mold, without any hesitation, that is correct. Fantastic job, and that is the end of this round. Mr. Burbank is shaking his head.
Do
I have to ask one more question?
One more for the for Flippy. What's
for Jiffy. Name? Jiffy. Zippy. Zippy, the pinhead. No, Zippy is doing very well. Jiffy,
yes,
all right, we're going to ask you one more question, all right?
Nancy,
Nancy will have a chance to steal, but Jiffy, you can maybe try to even things up if you get this correct, all right?
I will.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I get a good question here.
Hold on
a second. All right. This is easy.
She represents skinny people everywhere.
I've got a softball for you. Are you ready, Jiffy?
I'm ready.
I bet she plays softball.
Quite simply, Jiffy, name Christopher Columbus's three ships?
Three?
Three?
Three!
Gosh. That's not a softball.
It is to me. Once again, name Christopher Columbus's three ships. Now, if you don't answer this question, Nancy will have a chance to seriously wipe the floor with the skinny women of America. Name Christopher Columbus's three ships, Jiffy. We have 5 seconds.
5 seconds. I'm drawing a blank. Mayflower? No.
I'm terribly sorry, Jiffy. That is incorrect. We will give the question now to Nancy. Nancy, this will be an overwhelming victory in round two for the larger women of America. If you can tell us, Christopher Columbus's three ships.
Would that be the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
An unbelievable victory in the second round for the fat women of America. But I've got great news for both skinny women and fat women. It's not over yet. Buzz, in the second round, where do we stand? In fact, in everything, where do we stand? I know you got papers all over the place.
In the round just finished, our highest scoring round between Nancy for the not-so-thin and Jiffy for the thin. Nancy beat Jiffy 6-1.
Wow.
6-1. Highest
scoring
round so far.
Unbelievable.
Overall, heavy women versus thin women, the score is 8-2.
Now, you might say we were done with this, but we're really not quite
done. Mike, I think we're done.
Rob, play that sound effect because
it's time for a lightning round.
All right. We're going to clear out some of these fat women, some of these thin women. We are looking now.
Do we want to hold on to Fat Nancy?
Fat Nancy is 200-plus, but she's had her chance,
she's
Rob.
Her chance.
Well, thanks for playing.
Nancy, thank you. Thank you very much. Congratulations. And, you know, we will put her on hold, Rob, because I think we'll have prizes for,
right.
for Nancy
around.
For
Stick
having the best. We'll give her $100 for that.
We should.
Jiffy, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And now, we're going to clear the lines out. This is going to give the fattest women and the thinnest women. I'm talking about if you think you're floating around 150 and you think you're heavy, no, that doesn't count.
No tweeners need apply.
No tweeners. We are looking for rail thin. Now, a person like Jiffy, who's 5'5 and 105, would be accepted
right.
in the thin category, but we're looking for the biggest woman we can possibly get.
So bring it on.
Bring it on, ladies. Bring it on, skin ladies. We will have a very, very quick lightning round when we come back. We will ask each woman, the fat woman and the skinny woman,
30 questions.
300 questions.
Uh-huh.
We will have three questions in very short order for both the fat woman and the skinny woman, and we will determine once and for all, because right now I think it's an overwhelming victory for the big women.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give the skinny women some hope in America
a
right now.
A chance to recover.
It is going to be, what is it, Rob?
I'm sorry? Oh, it's a...
It's time for a lightning round.
A lightning round coming as we continue with the Fat Girl, Skinny Girl IQ Challenge on the Don and Mike Show. Stay tuned.
This is the Don and Mike Show.